host, Ben Riley.
And I'm his co-host, Josh Thompson. And this is a podcast about all things guitars, gear, and tuning.
So thanks for joining us today. I am Ben Riley, guitar technician in Georgetown, Kentucky. Been doing it for 3 years. And with me today is my co-host, is my first customer, and not only my first customer for my business as Riley Guitar Services, but my first guitar student, although he would argue Mario Kart student, and we'll give details on that later, Josh Thompson. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the human potato head, or as we like to say, human toe. You're welcome. We're not short on insults here on this podcast, too. So if you ever feel like insulting one of us, we encourage it. It's good for morale. But here we are. So we are launching this podcast in December, but we wanted to give you a sneak preview of what's happening. So, Josh, what do we have for the people?
Well, so we just wanted to spend some time talking about why we're doing this and kind of what the purpose is behind it. Both of us are just two guitar players who are gear nerds. And so, you know, if you're one of those people, then you know you have a lot of conversations about this stuff, and it's fun, it's nerdy, and it's a good time. So we thought, well, if we're going to go out to eat all the time or hang out and play video games or whatever and talk about gear, why don't we talk about that in a podcast format? So
it's excellent reasoning. It's also the reasoning why I started my business. It wasn't to be a profitable guitar tech. It was for three words: tax deductible guitars. And this might be another one of those ventures for tax deductible gear purchases, so I can talk about them on this show.
That's true.
But yeah, absolutely. The other thing I think too, with the guitar community, especially now, with in a post COVID-19 world and the current digital culture, while it's brought in so much innovation and technology to guitar and guitar tone, I think it's also put us in silos as musicians. I think that we often are in our own echo chambers. We you know, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's good that we have these influences that we go to. We find it's almost like comfort food. I think that's fantastic. But from becoming a guitar tech, it's opened my eyes to other genres I never would have thought to listen to, other techniques and playing the guitar I never would have thought of, and how to address those for customers and work with them to give them a guitar playing the way they need it to be played. And this is a community I want where we encourage everyone to participate. I don't care if you play metal. I don't care if you play bluegrass. I want you listening to our show, and we want you to know you're welcome here. We want this show to be accessible for all, no matter what you believe, no matter what the color of your skin is, no matter what the amount of dollars is on your paycheck. I think guitar is something that transcends that. And I think that in recent years, people have found guitar to be an expensive hobby. And I think that that's a farce. So this show is really, it's a way to provide access to those who are new to the hobby. But also, it's like you said, it's time for nerds to get in and dig in and understand the fine details as to why that overdrive pedal does the thing, air quotes, that you all can't see out there because we're on a podcast. And it's a lot of in-depth discussion on that too. But the goal ultimately of this podcast is to bring the guitar community together. And what a better place to do it than Kentucky. Kentucky, I mean, huge guitar culture here. Wonderful guitar shops just in Lexington alone. We've got some wonderful ones like Wilcutt Guitars, which is historically famous.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of money there.
You know,
a lot.
We've got plenty of guitar builders I can think of as well. I've built a few guitars. Shameless self-promotion there, folks. You heard it.
Wait, what'd you say? You built a guitar?
I built a couple guitars. Okay. That's right. In fact, there's two hanging on the wall in this room right now.
Like that blue one I was just playing.
Yes.
It's pretty nice.
I know. You're welcome.
Yeah, it was good. I'm not just saying that to be nice. Shameless promotion. It's because I don't just give out compliments, so you're welcome.
But there's others, you know, like RS Guitar Works has made some good ones. Mm-hmm. Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company. Wonderful guitar makers that I can think of, and guitar techs. But on top of that, you know, bluegrass is a huge thing here. We've got huge concert venues in Louisville and Lexington, Cincinnati, in that area. So a lot of guitar culture passes through Kentucky all the time. It's also, you know, we're an offshoot of Nashville all the time. Nashville artists come through Lexington, come through Louisville. Mm-hmm. It's a huge part of Kentucky culture. I would argue two things that are bigger in culture in Kentucky than guitars are going to be bourbon and horses.
And basketball.
Oh, you're right. You know what? I'm going to say I'd add that too. So
and fried chicken because
I'm going to go repent for my sins as a UK graduate. Sure.
I would add fried chicken because every time I go somewhere that's not Kentucky and someone sees UK on my hat or my shirt or whatever, they're like, oh, do you go to KFC all the time? I'm like, no, actually, I don't. I haven't been to KFC in a while. So, but that's what they know us for, or one of the things. So, but to kind of add on what you're saying, I think one of the big purposes of this when we sat down and talked about it was to just kind of build a sense of community, but also to make this a resource for people who want to learn more. I know sometimes with a lot of hobbies, regardless of what it is, that sometimes it's hard to jump into it because there's a lot of like elitism and judgment from people who know more. They're like, well, how do you not know that? Well, if I've never spent time with it, how am I going to know? You know, I remember when I was in college and I picked up a guitar again after not really playing much music in high school. And
we're not going to talk about his guitar teacher on that one.
Yeah. Well, that's a story for another day.
yeah, you can't wait.
Definitely. I'm going to have fun telling that one. But anyway, I remember like going into Guitar Center and getting a guitar, and I didn't really know what I was looking for. I didn't know what I was doing. And a lot of the people working there were just, they weren't very helpful. They kind of like acted like, how do you not know this stuff? And so hopefully this can be a place where someone can learn the difference between a Vox amp and a Fender amp. If you can't just hear it on, you know, on your own, just listening to it, but what else, like what's going on inside of it that makes it different, or what's different between this version of a Tube Screamer or this version of a Tube Screamer. So, those are two things those are some of the things that we want to do. So one of the other things that we want to do with this, is just to also bring other people in. We've got some friends that we've, and people we know lined up to kind of share their perspective on gear, and to talk about these things and to tell fun stories, because if you've ever played music, you've probably got some fun stories. I know that we've got people who've got some stories about Ben, and I know there's people who have stories about me and some of our failures, and mistakes. So, it'll just be a fun time talking about things that we love, like guitar and music and gear. And hopefully, it can be something that people can learn from and, can just enjoy too on the drive to work or wherever you're going when you're listening to this.
Yeah. We hope you are, or, you know, if not, we also enjoy the Statley and Waldorf types where you're just going to heckle us too. Go ahead, troll away. So if that's what you'd like to do in our social media accounts, troll us. We dare you. We definitely have some guests lined up. I don't want to confirm any of them yet because we are still getting confirmed. But I will say our first two sets of guests are from Josh and I's pasts, and they are 100% here to roast us and kind of talk about how we've grown as musicians over time. And I think the main point of both of those isn't just to get to know us, but also to talk about how, as musicians and guitar players, we are always on the hunt for tone and always on the hunt for improving tone or changing our tone and bettering our sound. I think it's one of the greatest things about guitar is there truly is no such thing as the perfect tone. That probably was just a hot take that someone is going to cuss at us for. But I think there are amazing tones and lots of them, but there's no perfect tone. I mean, that's why we're all chasing the perfect
tone. Perfect tone is the right tone for the song and the moment.
Debatable. Sometimes just having great tone is there, and great tone is subjective too.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because you and I have different opinions on great tone, and we'll get into that.
Yeah, and how to get there.
Yeah,
how do you create those?
Our rigs are vastly different, but they're both. I would say we both have fantastic rigs, but they're completely different approaches to how we do stuff, and we'll talk about those in our episodes, our first two episodes upcoming. So thanks for joining us for this brief little sneak peek into what's around the corner, and just for sitting down and chatting with Josh and I for a few minutes, hopefully while you're enjoying a quick drive to work or a quick sip of coffee or smoke break or what have you.
Or if you're like me and you rolled out of bed and logged in to your computer and just pulled up Spotify, because I know that's a lot of us now.
What a life. I have two young children who don't let me sleep in, so I'm jealous of Josh in that regard. That being said, thanks again for joining us for the short little appetizer, I guess you could say.
This was like the mozzarella sticks of our episodes with marinara sauce and beer cheese, if you like either one, because they're both good. So, yeah.
Sorry, we like all flavors here.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Or ranch. Ranch is good with everything. Oh, I'm getting really sidetracked. Sorry. Go ahead.
All good. But yeah, no, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to launching in December, and you can expect more updates from us between now and then. We will be sharing some fun things like some of our guests and pictures of our production as we start pre-recording some of our material. Thank you all. We look forward to talking with you more on the air. Until then.
Also, one other thing, follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Amped Up Podcast. We're on both, and like Ben said a second ago, we'll be posting things before all the episodes drop. So make sure you give us a follow so you know what's going on.
Once again, thanks for listening. Until then, I am Ben Riley, and I am reminding you that the only pool that needs a lifeguard is the G-Pool.